Hey, trader, want to get rich quick? Well, good luck with that. If, on the other hand, you actually want to learn how to trade, the place to be is www.cfrn.net. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, for our daily devotional, and then spend the next 3 hours learning how it's done from professional traders who actually trade for a living. That's www.cfrn.net. Every trading day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living.
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor.
Everybody's happy.
Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Monday edition, Prosperity for God's People. Hope you had a great weekend. Today is Monday. It is the 28th day of February, 2011. So glad you could join us. Let's have a quick look at the numbers. The Dow is up 72 points. S&P is up 5.75. The comp is up almost 3. Now, chart in front of you, if you're logged in, if you're listening to this via podcast after the fact, it won't mean much, but if you're logged in live in real time, on Friday afternoon, we had typed in that we were looking for dynamic support to print, and it never did. Then Sunday night, on the overnight, last night, we were watching, didn't happen. Now this morning, prior to the open, we did get dynamic support printing here. If you have a look at this candle here, which I don't have my tooltips turned. Oh, yeah, I do. The open was 13.1750. So support printed down here at 13.15. But because there was no pullback, the earliest potential entry was 13.1750. And you didn't run into resistance until 13.29. Okay? So if you were willing to engage the risk that it would have taken to put a stop right here, you could have participated in this trade. If that was too much initial risk for you, again, 13.1750 back to 13.15. So that would have been, call it 3 points of risk. If that's too much risk for you, then you would have been waiting for the market to pull back to give you an entry with less risk, at which point you could have then traded it up to dynamic resistance and or whatever your profit goal is for the day. So there it is right there. In the hourly format, that's what happened. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Again, for the second time.
Yes, back again.
Yeah,
never really left.
How does this headset sound to you?
It sounds... it sounds like you're sitting a little ways away from your microphone.
I'm not.
I mean, it's not bad. It's clear.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me I have this huge head cold. You know how when your head gets all stuffed up and your own voice seems like it's far away? That's how it sounds.
Yes.
Not good. So folks, just because the guy at Fry's Electronics tells you that if you pay $80 for a headset, well, actually it was on sale, but, and it's been signed by some super gamer called Fatality or something, you know, don't necessarily believe him, okay? The best one I've had yet, and I can't find that exact one to replace it, was made by Computer Associates, and it cost like $25, and it worked really, really, really well. And all the other ones I've tried, the more expensive ones. So I think the answer is going back to a base, and I have a basic one here in the bag, unopened yet, and I'm going to plug that in here shortly and just give that a test. So it looks like we got some questions going on.
Yeah, that's probably about right, Keith. That's a good description of it.
Compared to Michael, it sounds like you have more bass than Michael. Michael is crisper. Okay. Yeah, and really not anything I can do on this end to affect bass and treble. I used to, when I had an entire mixing board up here on the return, I could do that. But in order to get the telephone, the webinar, and the radio broadcast to all be able to work together, I had to circumvent the mixing board until I could figure out a way to make all of that flow together. So, Dan, I guess you are the only one without audio. So let me just type in yes, you are. So that's on your end, Dan. And then somebody had their hand up. John. John, I see that you had your hand up. Was that on purpose or by accident? If you have a question, just type it into the box. We'll be happy to... Oh, John, you were giving me a 5 and you probably hit the hand signal. Okay. So I'll just raise... It says your hand's been raised for 9 minutes and I've got to be getting tired. Alrighty. Okay, Michael, anything you got? Well, our news today, we had existing home sales. Is that correct?
Yes, we did have pending home sales.
Pending home sales.
Pending home sales. Let me go back. Yeah, let me go back over there. We had pending home sales come out. The consensus was -3.2%, and the actual on that was -2.8%. We also had Chicago PMI come out. Consensus on that was 67.5, and the actual was 71.2. We had personal income come out. Consensus was +0.3, and the actual was +1%. Personal spending, consensus was +0.4%, and the actual was +0.2%. PCE prices, consensus was +0.1%, and the actual was +0.1%. So, altogether, it probably is a little bit bullish. You know, there was personal spending was half of what was expected. The personal income was 3 times what was expected. So that's kind of a mixed bag. PCE prices was exactly what was expected. Chicago PMI came out strong. Pending home sales came out weak, but not as weak as expected. So I guess that's a plus. So all in all, I guess it's not a bad report, and it's got the Dow up 73 points, right? So far, anyway. That is what we had for news events today.
Okay, and when I had to dash out to run take Gabe's School Books. Did you guys ever flip over to that YM chart, or did you stay on the...
I didn't. I didn't want to risk it, because I didn't want my charts to get messed up with no place to go. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I didn't want to have... You know, because if you're gone, then we don't have... If you're gone and Bert's not there, then we don't necessarily have the option of flipping to another set of charts. We have to sit and wait. And my connection, not so much with the charts themselves, but with my computer, I think today, my connection has been intermittent. So I think I have an issue that I have to figure out with my my computer here.
Well, I'll flip over there just real quick, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Because as I typed in, right as I lost my dial tone, that we had a bearish... cross coming together, which is right here. In the live trading room this morning, guys, we had some long entries. We had a couple of them here. Okay. And then this last one just kind of refused to go anywhere. And now looking at it after the fact, you can kind of see a little head and shoulder action going on there. And then we got the bearish cross. But we're in that quiet time of day. So there's the cross, which is the first step of the setup, and then the entry is here. And or here. But as you can see, it's not really going anywhere. It's just kind of laying flat. And I would expect to see potentially some... let's see. We traded down through support, so the next thing to print is going to actually be resistance, not support. So over the course of the next hour, as this radio show unfolds, we'll go back to this chart a couple of times and see what it looks like. On the bigger picture, weekly trading zones. On the overnight, last night, Globex, we traded in the 1314/1315 weekly trading zone for 4 hours. And we broke out. We came back to test it early this morning off the London Open. Popped out, tested it one more time, and then made a run over the course of 2 hours right up to the 24/25 weekly zone. We consolidated there. And again, that's what weekly trading zones are all about. Places where the market will be forced to make a decision. So it consolidated and gave it some serious thought here for an hour, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. And then it marched on to 1329/1330, where it promptly turned at the 1329. And as you can see, it's now repeating this over here. It's back into that 1 point range, 1324/25, trying to make a decision, because from here, it's got to do one or two things. It's either got to go back to 2930, or it's got to drop to 1415.
Yeah, you were nailing those YM trades. This
Bert, I'm not sure. Oh, on the hourly. Okay, let me go back to the hourly for Bert.
Systems printing right where your weekly trading zone is.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bert. Thank you for pointing that out, because I didn't have the zones up on the hourly chart. So, for demonstration purposes, we'll put a 29 there. And a 30 there. Okay, looks like Ben's going to join us here momentarily. He just gave me the super secret telephone signal. It's really not a secret. He just rang my number. They don't keep any secrets from you guys. All right, there we go. That's what Bert was talking about, is that with the 2930 zone on the hourly chart. And I tend to not put them on there, but I want to today. I'm glad Bert brought that up so you can see that dynamic in play. But I like to keep this hourly chart kind of clean, free of distractions, because we can always go over here to the 30-minute or the 10K and know what's going on. Now, this question came up this morning because there was a pullback long here, and then the question was, well, you got a bearish cross here. What about this pullback? Well, if you took it, if you got into it, and I don't really know how you could have off of this. Well, you could have. Could have got into it right there at 27. You'd have had about a 4-tick drawdown, 3 to 4-tick drawdown, and then it would have taken you right into the zone here. And you can see, now this is 10,000 contracts per candle, as opposed to 30 minutes per candle or 60 minutes per candle that we've looked at so far. Since we got back to the zone, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 160,000 contracts have traded in that area. Michael, how much volume do we have on the day session so far?
On the day session, at the half hour point, not at 12, but at 11:30, we had 830-something thousand. Hang on, let me check. We have 1.03 million right now,
okay.
And 300,000 of that was pre-market. So we have about 730,000.
Okay, so of the 730, 160,000 has traded on the day session, okay, right here. That's a pretty good percentage, and that's within this one point range. So whether we break to the top, I got to repeat what I said. From here, price will either go to the zone above us, 29.30, or it will go to the zone below us, which I don't have on this chart, which is 24.25. No, that is 24.25. 14.15. There we go. Go ahead and get that on this chart. 14.14. Now people go, okay, well, that's great. It's either going to go one place or the other. How does that help me? Well, here's one way it might help you. This zone, this doji, right here. Pull it down. And, you know, don't worry about getting it absolutely perfect. Now, if it pops up right here, that's not the best scenario. What's best, in my opinion, for me, is if it continues to consolidate through the lunch period, and then it gets over here, and then makes its break. Because if it makes its break over here, I have less risk. Because my risk is going to be just the other side of the zone, or just the other side of the dynamic support. Okay? So if it breaks here, my risk is still down here. There are other ways to manage that risk too. You can draw a trend line up. Let's say it were to break straight up right here. You grab this here. And then your stop could be, if you can't shoulder the risk all the way back down to here, then a break coming the other way. But then it's getting tough, so my preference would be to see it roll right until they meet up right here, and then a break. Now, what about the downside? Well, the downside, right here, the dynamic support really is your best solution to that issue. Price trades below this 13.2350. You might wait for a pullback. Any kind of confirmation, because you've got a nice drop all the way down to 13.14.15. There's 10 points for the market to drop here. So you don't have to nail it the second you come out of the zone if it's going to break to the short side. You can let it come down, pull back, draw a little trend line, take that break, any number of ways. And if during this hour broadcast it gets into that area, we'll watch it, and we'll look at it, and we'll potentially take advantage of it. And this thing here has gone pretty much nowhere. Bert, anything you've got going on you'd like to add, talk about, anything on the news wires, global?
Nothing. I don't have anything. You know, the only thing I wanted to point out was that hourly, because that has been a consistent barometer with the dynamic resistance on the hourly charts. And but as far as news, and I think, you know, you take a look at crude oil. Crude oil was about a $1.50 higher. That is red on the day, and it's probably adding to some of the strength this morning. You know, crude last night at one point got up to 99.96 and tried to cross through 100, and we're about $1.50 off the high. So I'm sure that's adding to a little bit of support underneath it. But from a technical view, I think people should pay attention to your hourly dynamic resistance there.
Here's a sentiment indicator. The previous week we had, it was bullish except for tomorrow, will be two Tuesdays ago, yeah, and then bullish, and then last Sunday night, prior to President's Day,
right,
it went bearish. It stayed bearish through Thursday night, and then on the open Friday morning, it went bullish. So we had this gap Friday morning, and then this smaller one today, neither of which has closed. And that's where we sit. Now this, folks, is a 7-minute chart, and it is intraday only, okay? Regular trading hours. This chart does not reflect any of the overnight trading activity. It does not reflect any of the Globex session. Just regular trading hours. Now, our friend Doug Geckel sent us an email today, and he said, man, I've been busy, I've been coding, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but I really want to come and hang out with you guys again, which we've been patiently waiting for, Doug. Let me see if you're in the audience. Oh, I don't see you. You're probably at lunch. I just sent you the email, so if you're listening to the audio stream, if you come into the room, type in a text message, and I'll give you a mic so you can chat with us. And if you guys, neither one of you have anything, you're bursting at the seams to share.
Bursting at the seams, yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah.
I may be bursting at the seams, but...
Yeah.
That's all the beer you're drinking.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the...
Yeah.
Okay, based on that,
about the low-volume market.
We'll go to our studios and... downtown Las Vegas.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good morning, Michael, and good morning, Bert.
Hey, good what's morning, going on, David?
I'm fine. I hope you guys had a great weekend as well.
Yeah, it was okay. Okay. Good.
Dwayne?
Yes, sir.
We're all waiting.
Yeah, maybe you could use the kind of headset that Michael Bork uses, which is really nice and crisp and clear.
What do you use, Michael?
I'm just going to send him my headset when it's time.
What are you using?
Me? Mm-hmm. I use a Logitech. Well, I have a Microsoft one and a Logitech one. I have two headsets that I use.
But, I mean, you haven't asked him all this time, Dwayne?
Oh, no, I have. But
I think he has. Oh. I have backups, too. I have about 3 Logitech backups.
And but none of them are USB, correct?
They're all USB.
Oh, yeah.
All my headsets are
okay,
USB.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I can't use a USB. Because if I were using a USB headset... it would bypass the sound card in the computer, and then I couldn't play David's theme song.
Well, we can't have that. I would stick with a non-USB, because I only I don't know if you've noticed, I only speak when that song plays.
I know.
It's the only time I come out.
Anyway, hey, Ben, are you there? Ben was going to ring in, and I guess I was yapping. And
well, we'll step aside if he does. We want to hear what he has to say. Also, though, Dwayne, this is the worst headset you've had.
Oh,
of
come
all
on.
Of.
No, I asked everybody else, and everybody said it was the same.
They were just being polite.
No.
They're just being pleasant to you, Dwayne. This is the worst.
Okay, Dave.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, for me, what matters is if he cuts out and back in. If that still happens with this headset, then you know I can live with the bass voice.
Mm-hmm.
But the cutting out and cutting back in, especially when he's making a great point and then all of a sudden he's gone.
Right. Right.
And you and I are left to finish our thoughts as best
we
can.
Yeah, exactly. Where's Dwayne?
You're insinuating I make points that aren't great?
Well, all your points are great.
No.
All of them are great.
Insinuating that every point is great and that you often make great points. That's what we were saying.
What kind of headset are you on there, Mr. Williams?
What's that?
What kind of headset are you on?
I don't know, Dwayne.
Oh, gee.
They all...
Secret Agent Man.
No, here, hold on. Let me read it to you. Hold on. Oh. Mine is made by a company called Cyber Acoustics.
Yeah, that's the one I had that originally worked that you guys said didn't... It's, yeah. And I tried to go buy that identical headset that got sucked up in the vacuum the other night. And I could not find... I could find the exact one, but it did not have the mute and the volume wheel.
Oh, okay.
And you got to have those. Just got to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
well, at this point, I'd be willing to send you mine.
Yeah, okay.
Because mine has a little wheel on it. And
all right, well, you guys chat among yourselves, and I'll be right back.
All right.
all right.
Well, here we are, Michael, and you sound crisp and clear, Michael. I mean, the best of all of us.
You think?
Yeah. No, you always sound the best of all of us.
That's good, I guess.
That is.
I don't know. Anyway, what do you see in the markets today, David?
Well, stay with me one moment here. I'm going to be gone just for one sec.
All right. For those of you who are watching right now on the 2100 tick, those of you who are partners that are watching the 2100 tick on your own charts, there is a long trade setting up right here. Okay. Look for the pullback in here. The DMT is crossing blue. Cycle is blue. MA1 is blue. We're coming out of a weekly trading zone, so look for the pullback. Look for the pullback down to the MA1, and it should trade up to the other weekly trading zone above us.
All right, I'm back to you, Michael.
All right, good.
Okay, so, well, first of all, where should we begin? Let's start with the S&P, because then we'll move our way through some of these other markets, and I'd be curious to see what you think on some of these things as well, Michael. On Friday, we had a relatively rare, lately the roadmaps have been relatively rare, but we had a roadmap on Friday which called for the market to advance from 1312 while it was making that bottom in whatever that hour was. In fact, give me 1 minute here. Let me switch over to the more appropriate chart here. Yeah, we had in Friday's, I think, third hour, we had a roadmap that said the market should firm up at 1312, and it should advance to 1322. And it did that, finished that roadmap with this morning's open. And you can see today's low is 13, what is today's low? In the pit session is about 1322.75. So we completed that as a low. The market's using that level as support, which is bullish because we're on the bullish side of the target. So we may have another roadmap that's we have not messaged yet, but it may already be underway right now for higher prices, and that prompted our system to go long at 1324 and we're holding that position right now because we felt that the 1322 target and the fact that 1324 is the natural downside target from this morning's high, a couple of little confluence of things right there that would give us a long entry. And so it's been very quiet, but it's inching higher right now. We have a little bit of movement from 24 up here. So all of this is tied in with that bottom that we had forecast for February 23rd, which did come one day late, and then the market now is shooting up. And we've talked about this before, Michael, about the one day late period being a very good high probability trade for a pop in the reverse direction, because you're one day late, and you know things build up, and you can really see that here with the market having moved up. Yes. Having said that, I'm kind of curious, Michael, where, and I'm not asking you to forecast or do anything, but how do you see things in general, whatever you're comfortable talking about with regard to the market, the S&P right now?
The S&P right now over the next couple hours, which is huge for me, you know.
I don't normally
go out a couple hours.
You don't ask me to go out anything past 11 nanoseconds. You're stretching my bounds here, please.
Stretching my
that's okay.
I see probably 29.30 happening again here.
Okay.
You know, the high of the day is what, 28?
29, I think. So I think today's high was 29. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 29. I see it getting back up there, probably 29.30 in that range.
Okay.
Probably
good.
Slow. And then if it breaks through there, I expect it'll probably higher. No, I think something like, you know, some global factor would make it jump up there, like maybe Gaddafi would resign.
I don't think that's going to happen. You know, in the world of dictators, you have to give it, I mean, I'm not crediting Mubarak, the Egyptian guy, but he stepped out pretty quick. He tried to stay, but, you know, 17 days for a guy is pretty quick, you know, to just say, yep, I'm out of here, this isn't working. And I love the thing when they said on the radio or in the news, you know, he's depressed. You know, these tin pot dictators that are ruling people, crushing people's lives, when they take their power away, they're sad. They're just depressed. I mean, I'm sorry that he feels...
I can't imagine why. It's too bad that he feels sad. I mean, he robbed...
I want to send him a postcard.
$70 billion.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about your recent loss. You know, or whatever, like a little card or something, and your loss of your dictatorial tin pot dictator power, you know, and then a little nice saying in there or something to cheer them up. They should have they should have Hallmark cards for people who lose their dictatorships. Right in Vaughn's, you know, where you lost dictatorship, you go under that aisle. I got a good friend that just lost his dictatorship. It's terrible. I really want to...
Show him the penalty booth or something, you know.
That could be really funny. That could be a Saturday Night Live thing, you know. Just a bunch of cards for
all the failed dictators.
All the failed dictators, all the big things that are happening in the world. Cards that you can send to these people.
Okay, the angry radio host is back.
Gaddafi's going to go out with a bang. I don't think he's going
to... Oh, yeah. Gaddafi's not going to walk away from this. He is a, you know, I don't know. He's going to be cut up into... He's either going to... I don't know what he's going to do, but, you know, the fact is, and I don't know if this is absolutely a fact, but he basically has admitted to being involved and ordering the Pan Am bombing. So, as far as I'm concerned, you could cut him into little pieces, add some liquid, and have a little cup of Gaddafi. A little humor there. I'm on a roll this morning.
Yeah. Wow. And it's Monday.
Oh, I had a good weekend, I guess.
yeah.
No, I mean, the guy's a mass murderer. He's a genocidal nut, you know, and yet he's had 40 years worth of power. Aren't we past dictatorships? I mean, that's, you know, one thing, whether you like George Bush or not, and I wasn't crazy about him, to be honest with you, but the whole business that he started in Iraq, whether he went to Iraq for the right reasons or just to, you know, piss off his dad or whatever he was doing to go fix what his dad didn't fix, whatever his reasons were, the fact is that he began, did he not, democracy in the Middle East. And it's starting to spread. You know, whether you can initially say that he really caused this or whatever, the fact is, you know, we're starting to see, you know, with Egypt and with Tunisia and with all these, and with now Gaddafi, I just wanted to say coffee. They should make a Starbucks so when he gets put down, you know, they should have a Starbucks drink named after him. All right, I'll stop that. These guys have to go away. These people know they're starting to get the sense of what real freedom is, what the world really has to offer, and they're tired of living this way, you know, and they're tired of the interpretation of their religious book to favor one person having command and rule over them in such dramatic ways. You know, of course these people interpret it that way. It just so happens that you interpreted it so that you would have power over all of us. You know, of course.
World Peace, brought to you by the good folks at Facebook.
Right.
All right, David, rail on this headset, buddy.
You know, did you ever see the movie High Anxiety?
I did.
I think there's a scene, it's Mel Brooks, there's a scene in High Anxiety where his secretary, he's sitting at his desk, and he has a little speaker box, and the secretary says, and it sounds like this, let me imitate what it sounds like. And then he says, would you please take the cotton out from in front of your mouth? And she says, yes, Mr. Smith is here to see you. And the funny thing is that why would she even try to say the message with cotton in her mouth so that he would have to ask her to remove it or whatever? That's what you sound like, Dwayne.
Okay. All right. Well, it doesn't get any better, so I guess my radio career is shut.
Is there any, do you have any, I mean, listen, it's okay with me. I'm just trying to help you. Is there none of your old ones work? Did they all blow up or break?
Yes.
Okay, there you are.
There you are.
All right, well, right along.
Now we know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, anyway. I've been to all the local stores, and nobody seems to have one, so not the kind I want.
What about the internet? Could you pick up one just at Newegg or something like that?
Yeah, I could. I could.
They ship overnight. I mean, it's pretty fast.
I'm done with Clever Sound Files for the day, so I'll just dial in.
All right. No.
Welcome to GoToWebinar, Web Events Made Easy.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.